do most of you American kind of oriented Chinese kids, do they play baseball, things like that? Or are they, what about, you know, what I want to know is, what do Chinese do if they don't play baseball? What do the Chinese kids do?
Kid?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they do anything. Go to movies or things like that.
But the old timers do not play. They just play mahjong and things.
The old timers is just gambling, that's all.
That's it?
That's it. The biggest business in town is gambling.
Yeah. So it was just a bunch of kids like yourself that played baseball?
Yeah, played baseball.
And that was about it?
That was about it.
What about dances and so forth? Did the Chinese kid engage in dances?
Oh,
in
later years. Yeah.
Later years.
Uh-huh.
But in the early 20s, it's...
I don't think so.
You don't really see anything.
Yeah.
Were there many Chinese girls here at that time?
Very few.
Very few.
Very few.
You know, Chinatown had a lot of these Chinese associations and organizations. Do you join any of these?
No.
You don't join. What about your friends? Do they, Jenny, join any of these?
I don't know.
You don't know. When a Chinese say, hey, that's an important person in the 20s, who would that be? Who are the Chinese so-called big shots?
Big shot probably belong to the association.
Belong to the association. Yeah. Is there any big spokesman for Chinatown, like a mayor of Chinatown? Is there any such person that people look up to?
I heard about it, but I don't know who they are.
Do you, you know, when you're here, do you write to your relatives in China? Like your mom, do you write to them, or does your dad do that?
My dad did that.
Your dad, you don't write at all?
Yeah.
Okay. What about before World War II, say, now we're in the 30s, who would be the Chinese big shots in or don't you guys give a hoot? Who are the big wheels in Chinatown at that time?
Yeah, I don't even know.
You don't know those? Okay. What kind of job did most of the Chinese engage in before the war? What did most of the Chinese do here in Los Angeles?
Mostly laundry, restaurant business.
Those two, huh?
Yeah, those two.
How many laundries in here? Do you ever have any idea? How many laundries in LA area?
15 years ago, there were around about 450 laundries.
15 years ago?
Yeah.
You're talking about 1965?
Yeah.
There's 400 and something?
450.
What about in the 30s and 20s? Do you have any idea on how many laundries?
Maybe about 100 or so. Okay. Yeah.
What about restaurants?
I don't know about the restaurants.
What was in Chinatown? Restaurants?
Chinatown was restaurants.
Gambling joints?
Gambling joints.
What about stores? Meat markets or
meat
many
markets,
of those?
Just a few.
A few?
Yeah.
Lots of residents.
A lot of residents.
Just
yeah.
A few, you mean it's mostly gambling houses, a few stores.
Yeah.
And restaurants?
Yes.
How many was down there? Half dozen? Dozen?
Oh, about dozen.
Dozen?
Yeah.
Any laundries in Chinatown?
No.
So most of the laundries was what, outside Chinatown?
Outside Chinatown.
What about restaurants? Were there many restaurants outside of Chinatown?
Quite a few. Quite a few.
Before the war, say in the 30s, what's the average Chinese make? If I worked in a restaurant, what would I make a week? Do you have any idea?
Restaurant?
Yeah. What would I be making? Make a week.
Oh, a cook make about 100 to 150 a week. A month.
A month,
yeah.
Ooh, including room and board?
No, not in the restaurant.
Oh. What would a laundry man get if I went to work in the laundry?
A lonely man in 1921 to 1924, they make around about $25 a week, including room and board. And then, after 1925, they came down a little.
Why is that?
The business a little slower.
Yeah.
They came down a little. in 19... 28. Still a little lower.
Still a little lower.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then during 1929 was depression, you know.
Yeah.
And then I remember 1933 when I came back, what they call NRA.
NRA, yeah.
Yeah. Make $12 a week.
Oh, that's a laundry.
That's a laundry.
With room and board.
Room and board. Maybe a dollar here, a dollar there.
What about these grocery stores, the workers in the grocery stores? What do they
make? I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
They generally get the... Now, if you work in a laundry, okay, you get that amount of money, room and board. There's no... What about when you get sick? That's on your, out of your
own
pocket.
Out of your own. Your own.
How does that compare with the Caucasians? What is the Caucasian wages on the outside those days? Is it much better?
Yeah, the wages a little better, but the living the expenses their own, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They don't pay them. They make about $100, less than $100 a month, maybe a little more.
You mean the Caucasian workers?
Yeah.
So the Chinese were just a little lower, but not, but they're still in the same, everybody was poor.
Yeah, but they're working alone with the hours, a little alone.
Oh, I see. The wages are up there because of the long hours.
More long hours, yeah.
What's the hours in the laundry?
Well, when I first came to the state, the hours in the laundry, they worked from Monday, 4 o'clock.
In the morning?
No, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you start working, you know, till Sunday. If you're working not done by Saturday, you got to work Sunday. But the hours is from 5:30 to 9:30 at night.
5:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Until 9:30 at night. Wow.
You know something?
Do you have machines to wash? You had a washing
machine.
Wash machine,
yeah.
It's not by hand.
Not by
you're
hand.
Tall.
Yeah.
And the rest is iron. You did that all by hand.
Flat iron.
Flat iron.
Yeah.
Electric iron?
No.
Gas stove. You heat it on the gas stove.
Not gas stove. Burn oil.
Oh.
You know the thing you show in the movie? That television on Channel 7,
yeah,
you show that thing, you know, you put the iron, flat iron right on the top of the burning oil, that stove, you know.
See? Oh, I see. Oh, you had an oil stove.
Yeah,
you
burn oil.
Why did they use gas?
Nobody used gas till 1923. My dad was the first one to use gas, burning flat iron.
Oh, shit. Those 8-pound irons, right?
8-pound irons.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
I got two downstairs.
They're antique pieces. You better save those to get rich. Did most of the Chinese in Los Angeles live near other Chinese?
Very few move outside of Chinatown. Very few.
So you guys were unusual when you go way down to Fifth Street.
Yeah.
You were considered outside of Chinatown.
Yeah, considered outside of Chinatown.
Why was that? Why?
I don't know. That's what they always do, you know? Is that you, just like playing ball, is that you outside Chinatown, we in Chinatown. We had our team, you had your team, see?
Did the Chinese make fun at you guys because you're outside Chinatown?
No, they don't make fun.
No. Did the Chinese try to go into other neighborhoods? Did the Chinese ever try to go to Santa Monica or Hollywood?
Oh, once in a while.
They have trouble getting in?
No, no trouble.
No trouble.
No trouble.
As long as you have money to buy the place, then...
That's right. Oh, you mean buying the place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you have trouble buying?
Yeah.
You mean if you rent a place, that they would rent it to you? But you cannot buy it.
You cannot buy it.
What did the Chinese in the 20s and 30s do with the money they earned? Did they go to the bank, or do they the stores hold it for them, or do they gamble it all the way?
Well, most of them gamble away. Quite a few of them save all the money and put it in the bank.
Did they go to American banks?
Yeah.
Was there any Chinese bank?
There's only three Chinese working in American bank.
What's that, near Chinatown?
Near Chinatown.
What's the name of the bank?
Security Bank, California Bank.
There were Chinese working in there?
Yeah, Chinese working there.
Oh.
I remember another Chinese fellow working down there, Second Spring Street. His name is Wong Chi.
Wong Chi. What bank was that?
California Bank.
Oh. And
then Security Bank, one. His name, Ji Xiuyin. He graduated from USC.
Oh. So you mean the Chinese did keep money in the bank then?
Yeah.
They don't keep
Some store hold it for them. I know.
Some stores. Yeah. Do they pay them interest when they hold it for them?
No interest.
No interest.
No interest. Sometimes you're even lucky to get them back.
So what did most of them do? Did they bank it, or do they give it to the stores to hold?
They trust, like uncle or something like that, say you hold it for me. But most of them put it in the bank.
Most of them will put it in the bank, yeah. Okay. Do you know of any Chinese that were involved in politics? You hear of, I guess you hear so many stories of Sun Yat-sen coming through L.A. and so forth, people rallied to them. Do you ever see any of that stuff in the 20s and 30s?
Oh, yeah, once in a while.
What?
Once in a while.
You mean backing up people like Sun Yat-sen?
Yeah.
What do you remember about it? What they do? Raise or raise funds? Or?
No, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that. When you were born, the revolution already has overturned.
That was in 1911.
You did not have a pigtail when you were born.
No.
Your dad did.
Yeah.
When he was in this country.
He cut it.
He cut it.
Yeah, he cut it in this country, L.A.
Oh, you ever see him with a pigtail?
Uh-uh.
Okay, when you came here into L.A. area, there was no more pigtails, right?
There's no more.
You don't see any?
Never seen.
What about women bobbing their feet? You see any of that in L.A.?
I think I still seen one of them.
What about in China?
In China?
Yeah.
Quite a few. Yeah.
But nothing after 1911.
Yeah. Even the last trip I went back, I see a woman bobbing her feet in Peking.
Those are the older people, huh?
Older people, yeah.
But not the young one.
Not the young one.
Gee, that's right.
My mom was bound to feet.
Oh, your mother bound the feet?
Yeah, but she took it off,
Did the feet come back to size?
No.
No?
Came back to size.
Oh.
They all walk differently, It hurts it,
Yeah.
Once you bound it, you can't spread it out again,
Oh,
not the full size.
Even if you let it go, it doesn't come, it doesn't go back. How did the Chinese feel here in L.A.? Did they feel any tie toward China in the 20s and 50s? Did they feel any loyalty to China, once they come to this country?
Oh, they some of them feel loyalty to China.
Yeah. What, like the war, they support?
They support the war.
Oh, and during the defense of China, they send money back and so forth.
Yeah.
Do they have fund drives here in L.A.? Bond drives and things like for the Chinese?
Yeah, during the Second World War.
How was the Chinese response? Oh, did they buy or did they?
Quite a few of them buy.
Quite a few of them buy. Now let's talk about the Chinese in LA during the Depression. I'll talk about, 29, 30, 31s. What happened to the Chinese during the Depression? Were they out of a job like the Caucasians do?
Well, I tell you, those, from 1930-33, I was in China.
Yeah.
You know, since...
This is the end of the duplicate of tape 1, side 1 of the interview with Ray Liu.